This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show and the second weekend of the 2022 WHL playoffs. We'll have a playoff update coming up. We'll also have a look at the latest playoff battles heading into the weekend. Kalu's Blazer forward and the WHL's leading playoff goal scorer is headed back to Spokane for the first time since a trade deadline deal. We'll have an update with Luke Toporowski. The Portland Winterhawks, the first team through to round two earlier this week. Goaltender Taylor Gauthier and Gabe Claussen will weigh in a series sweep of Prince George and what lies ahead. The numbers and odds held up for the Medicine Hat Tigers in the end. They won the WHL's Prospects Lottery and will select first in next month's Prospects Draft. Tigers Director of Player Personnel Bobby Fox will stop by.
The Saskatoon Blades avoided a series sweep at the hands of the Moose Jaw Warriors this week with a big Game 4 victory on home ice. Goaltender Nolan Myers says a big third period pushed them onto a Game 5.
It was everything for us. It was our season on the line, and for us 20-year-olds, it was our careers that was going to be finished. So it was a must-win, and we battled, and I think we've been getting better every game that we've played, and we kind of got back to ourselves last night and for sure tonight. So it's nice to see how we're trending, but they're going to have a lot of pushback, and they're a really good team. So we just gotta play our own game and weather them as much as we can.
Now it's into Moose Jaw for a Game 5.
At the end of the day, it's still hockey, but we much rather prefer playing here just with our fans and our own atmosphere. It's a huge thing, and that's why home ice is so important for regular season. So they have a good atmosphere. They got good fans. They're going to be loud like they always are, so it's going to be fun.
In Kelowna, the Rockets needed overtime to extend their series with Seattle.
Crystal down low, Whiteman, in for the score! Rockets have won it in overtime. It's Adam Kidd, the game-winning goal.
Series now shifting back to Kent, Washington this weekend.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Kalu's Blazer forward Luke Toporowski is having a strong playoffs. His team is looking to finish off his former team now with three straight games set for the Spokane Arena.
Well, Luke, you guys have to be feeling pretty good as you head back to Spokane, and there's some history for you heading back there for sure, but you're up 3-0, and you know, what's your take on where you're at in the series?
Yeah, I think we've just been doing everything right. We've been playing a full 60 minutes for the most part, and we have to give them credit as well. They're pushing us, and they're playing well, so I just think we've been doing everything right, and we're getting the good outcomes.
As we speak, you're leading the WHL playoffs in goals. You have five so far. I would say it's been a pretty good postseason for you. How's it felt out there personally?
Yeah, I think everything's just clicking right now for the team and for myself personally. My line mates, Drew and Logan, have been doing a great job also. Drew's awesome on the forecheck, and Logan just opens everything up. He's the best player in the league, so it's easy to play with him, and he gets me the puck, and everything's going in right now.
Let's go back to Game 3. You think you opened the scoring on a lead pass from Mats Lindgren. That's, you know, the opening goal, but Spokane challenges and wins that challenge on the offside. But I guess moments later you got a chance to put one home, and that one would count here. That was quite the eventful first 3 minutes of the hockey game.
Yeah, it was weird. I actually gave Lindy a hard time. I said that was probably the slowest pass I've ever gotten. But
from the drop of the puck to the Edmonton Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
It worked out for them. And then, I mean, I was kind of talking to the guys on the bench. I was like, might as well go get another one. And that next shift, Drew did a great job on the forecheck. Logan got me the puck, and I finished it off.
Were you helping the on-ice crew there with that, with a point toward the goal there at the afterwards?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a couple guys do that after they've gotten goals disallowed. I mean, Austin Matthews, I think, was the first guy to do that. And I think it's just always been something that's kind of funny. And, yeah, we were saying on the bench, puck doesn't lie. So, yeah, it was a good feeling, and had some fun with it.
All right, so back in Spokane where you've played your entire WHL career up until a trade deadline deal, and this goes back. This goes back to basically when you were drafted at 15, your older brother went through the system. I know you have some family in the organization, so I'm sure this weekend, you know, business aside, is a special one here for you too.
Yeah. Friday night's going to be the game, and we're going to take care of business as well as we can. But like you're saying, it's going to be special. It's going to be really cool. To get back to Spokane. I mean, all my relatives live there. And yeah, I'm just super excited. I mean, I've only ever played there as being on the home team, and it's going to be a little different being a visitor there, but I'm super excited to get back. I love the city. I love everything about Spokane. So yeah, we're going to take care of business, but besides that, it'll be a really special night.
No midweek games for the Blazers this week, so no Tuesday, Wednesday games. So that maybe allows you to maybe check in on some of the other action, watch some of the other series. As we speak, Luke, there's three series that are 3-0, including yours. Have you had a chance to maybe check out some other action, see what else is going on out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think Tuesday, Wednesday nights during the playoffs are the big nights, and we happen to not be playing. So, yeah, I tuned into a couple games. I think everybody kind of scoreboard watches during playoffs. You just... It's interesting. It's fun. You get to follow along the other series while you're playing in your own. And when you have those days off that other teams are playing, you like to tune in. So, yeah, I'll probably tune in again tonight.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Portland Winterhawks were the first team through to round two following a 2-1 Game 4 victory in Prince George. Goaltender Taylor Gauthier postgame after the series victory against his former club.
So Taylor, first taste of playoff hockey and you complete the sweep, four games. I think your goals against average sitting at 1.0. Tell me a little bit about just the past four games.
Yeah, they've been real emotional games, really tightly contested. I thought we did a good job in every game, shutting them down whenever we needed to. They played a really tight game. They didn't give us a lot. We capitalized on our opportunities when we needed to, and we did everything we needed to win those games.
Tell me a little bit about just the mentality you had coming into this series, because this is a team that a few months ago you were practicing against day after day, and here you were going up against them four games in a row.
Yeah, it was tough to kind of get in the mentality. With so many of my good friends on the other team, it was hard to bear down and get into that playoff mentality. But I thought I did a good job right off the bat. And, I think they whenever the final buzzer went tonight, I kind of let them go for a little bit. And, it was a real bittersweet. Couple moments tonight, but I'm real happy that we finish it off tonight, get some much needed rest, and get ready for the next season or next series.
Now preparing for the second round of the WHL playoffs, initial feelings?
Yeah, it's nice. It's my first playoffs, so I don't really know what to expect. I'm just kind of going with the flow right now, and the intensity is going to ramp up, and we're going to need to bring it even more and keep this train going.
Winterhawks forward Gabe Claussen postgame after the series clinching win.
Yeah, obviously we don't have a ton of experience in this room, but we're confident with our group coming in, and we knew they were going to come out hard, but it was nice to have the first couple games at home, and obviously Goats played unbelievable throughout the whole series, and we played with a lot of confidence in front of them, so it was good.
And now tell me a little bit, you finished the regular season sixth on the team in scoring, but you're at the top of the team in scoring in the postseason. Tell me a little bit about that, just that switch, or what has fed into that mentality in the postseason?
Yeah, I think all of us have the mindset that we know it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough battle, and my line played well throughout the whole series. We've kind of had PG's number this year, so we kind of just kept it going, and we're playing well as a line and confident.
And the acquisition, I've got to ask, but the acquisition of Taylor Gauthier, end of December, you guys started rolling the moment he stepped it between the pipes. This also, his first taste of the postseason, how was he for you guys?
Yeah, he, I guess just like you said, not a lot of experience like the rest of us, but But we knew he was going to be there for us like he has been all year, and it makes it a lot easier to play in front of that when you know he's going to shut the door. He made a couple unbelievable saves in the second half of that game that really kept us in it and allowed us to complete the sweep.
Did you guys have to reel him in with the versus PG rivalry?
Yeah, he knew it. He's got a lot of buddies over there, but obviously he's field like us and we just want to win, so we'll do anything to get that.
Awesome. And I guess now the next round, I mean, not a lot of playoff experience, but here you guys are completing a sweep and on to the next round of the WHL playoffs.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Kamloops that we're facing, and we've had a good series with them throughout the year, and obviously they're a great team, so we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good battle.
Awesome. Thank you.
Gabe, a few more. You and James playing pretty well together. Five of the team's 11 goals in the series came on your two sticks. How's the chemistry from the regular season feeling going into the postseason play?
Yeah, it helps a lot. Obviously, we played, I think, three quarters of the year together pretty much, and you obviously learn to play well with each other, and we just kept that going throughout the postseason here.
Regular season, it was offense against Prince George. I think you guys average over 5 goals a game. This series, you do it just under 3 goals a game. Defense, you only allowed 4 goals. So yeah. Did you like the performance there to shut things down on your own end?
Yeah, I think that's playoff hockey. There's not a lot of chances either way, and obviously with Goats and net helped us out a lot to keep a puck out of our net, and we were able to come out on top.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, coming up next month, the Medicine Hat Tigers will be drafting number one after winning the WHL Prospects Lottery last week out of Calgary's head office. The Director of Player Personnel for the Medicine Hat Tigers is Bobby Fox and joins us on the line this week. Bobby, I want to ask if you were tuned into the Prospects Lottery there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we're actually sitting in Salmon Arbor in the rink during the BC Cup. One of our scouts had it going on his laptop, so it was pretty exciting, when our card came up.
Yeah, it makes it, I would say, maybe a little bit easier for everybody. I know it's been a busy time with two drafts and one this last year, but, you know, obviously with that first overall pick, you're looking to add someone that can be a marquee player for your organization for years to come.
No, exactly. And as a staff, we're really excited, and we're going to be able to add a significant building block here moving forward.
There is a name that is sort of the consensus number one out there, and he's actually a player from Whitehorse that plays hockey at Rink Academy in Kelowna. His name is Gavin McKenna. Now, you don't have to give away your whole strategy today if you don't want to, but he is the number one guy. Is he the player that the Tigers will be looking at there on draft day?
Well, I'll keep my cards close to my chest right now, but he's a really impressive player. He's very gifted. One of the smartest guys in the draft this year. He's going to be a major offensive contributor moving forward in the league.
Not only the first overall pick, but because of the Svechkovsky trade, you'll actually pick 3 times in the first 23 selections. So the Tigers have to be looking at this draft as really the building block for the next wave.
Yeah, exactly. We're going through the provincial camps right now. We're going to finalize our list. But with 1-16-23, we want to do the best we can, make sure we're hitting on those, because you're exactly right. Like, this is a significant draft for us that we need to nail it, to be honest.
You're drafting 2007 born players, so that didn't take long. You just finished with the 06 there in December. What's the 07 draft look like, Bobby?
I think it's, there's a bunch of different flavors out there, and you're going to see, teams go after, what they like, what they think their identity is moving forward. And I think there's, definitely in the first round, everybody's going to get a really good player.
Medicine Hat always does a really good job of players in their own backyard, sort of making sure that the players in southern Alberta, and Alberta for that matter, are taken care of here, expecting some local flavor or perhaps even some Alberta flavor come draft day.
Yeah, well, I'm on my way with our staff to the Alberta Cup today, actually, and then, get the one last look at the Alberta guys. But no, you're right. We do like our Alberta boys, and I think there's quite a good handful of guys coming out of Alberta this year, and including, the southern Alberta, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat areas. So I can't tell you. It is a draft. Everybody has a shot at him, but it's for sure if there's a, you know, a guy that we covet in a particular spot, we're going to go after him.
Our guest is Bobby Fox, Director of Player Personnel for the Medicine Hat Tigers. They hold that first overall pick. And, you know, you mentioned your staff and all the directors of player personnel across the WHL. This has been, a different year. Two drafts within 5 months of each other. Really no chance to catch your breath. What's it been like behind the scenes for these WHL teams the past 6 months?
Yeah, well, I was saying off air to you, like, it's a really good group of guys, first of all, and we all know each other. We see each other basically almost every weekend for, you know, whether it's a showcase or a tournament, and it really has been a busy year, but it's been fun. It's been a challenge, something new. We get to see a bunch of excellent hockey players, and really you can't complain much about our jobs. We're pretty lucky.
All right, well, Bobby, you'll be stepping up to that podium first in May here coming up with WHL Prospects Draft first overall selection after winning the Prospects Lottery. We appreciate your time here on WHL This Week. Good luck.
Oh, thank you, John.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to our guests and the help from across the league this week. I'm John Key. Next week, we'll set the stage for round two. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.